This is CBS Ion World. I'm John Batchelor. To Canada, to Charles Burton of Synopsis, the author of the new book, A Sensation in Canada, and you will understand why, The Beaver and the Dragon, the relationship between Ottawa and Beijing. It is not obvious, and it is changing with the winds. Right now, the winds are blowing cold from Washington, we're told. Mr. Trump has retaliated, he says, for something that a man named Doug Ford committed himself to, which was a quote from Ronald Reagan. I know it sounds over the top. Here's Charles Burton to explain how Doug Ford, who is the federal governor of the largest state in Canada, has chosen a piece of history, Ronald Reagan history, that has rocked the boat between the two capitals, Ottawa and Washington, about trade. Charles, this is a good one. You can handle it, I'm sure, but it's a stretch. Who is Doug Ford that he dares quote Ronald Reagan to upset Donald Trump? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, Mr. Ford is the premier of the province of Ontario, and within the Canadian federal system, the premiers of provinces are considerably more powerful than governors of U.S. states because of the separation of powers in the Westminster system. So Mr. Ford is a right-wing populist figure, and his large concern is over the Trump administration's determination to reshore automobile production into the United States. And I think his reference to Mr. Reagan is because this is really where the integration of Canada into the North American economy started, when Mr. Reagan encouraged our government to negotiate free trade with the United States in 1986, completed in 1988. And so this was a controversial action in Canada. And at the time, I personally opposed it. I felt that if Canada fully integrated into the U.S. economy, that it would lead to the large decisions about economic affairs in Canada being made in Washington, which would then increase the pressure for Canada to get representation in Washington and therefore become, 51st state or a few states. So I think from that point of view, we see Mr. Reagan as having led us into this situation where we're so dependent on the U.S. market because of the integration. And so when Mr. Trump started to impose tariffs, I think Mr. Ford felt that what about Ronald Reagan? He was the one that opposed tariffs. This perspective is not shared by Mr. Trump, who says that Mr. Reagan loved tariffs as he does himself.
So we're supposed to believe Mr. Trump and not our lying eyes. Is that it? Because we can all see Ronald Reagan announcing this clearly in very good English once upon a time. Is that correct, Charles?
Well, I think that from our point of view, it was about protectionism, and a significant fraction of the Canadian right bought the idea proposed by Mr. Reagan that if we remove protectionism, that greater economic efficiency would result and it would lead to prosperity for both sides. But of course, the integration of Canada into the United States is significantly more than the integration of the United States into Canada, because Canada's only about 10% of the population of the U.S. So when the deal is off and the integration of the economies is being taken away, then Canada suffers much more.
Gordon, I have a question for Charles.
Charles, given the relative sizes of the Canadian and American economies, and considering their geopolitical positions and the alliances and things, wasn't the integration of Canada's economy into America's inevitable?
Well, I think there was a historical context, which was that Canada was, of course, much more integrated into the British Commonwealth than Britain. And then as Britain moved into Europe, then we lost some opportunities and favorable tariffs and preferential treatment by the Commonwealth. And so the idea of of eliminating tariffs with the United States was one which was taken up by Canadian business interests. For Canadians themselves, it was more a concern about greater integration into the United States affecting Canadian culture. The reality of Canada as a bilingual nation based on different values from those of the United States. And so that doesn't seem to have happened. Canada does seem to have maintained its identity despite the existing free trade agreement, which is still on, by the way. I mean, you know, we haven't the free trade between Canada and China, between Canada and the United States is by far the major factor in economic relations with the United States up to now. But that will be renegotiated in the next few months. And Canadians are concerned that Mr. Trump will not maintain the agreement that was made between Canada and Mr. Trump in the first Trump administration.
Bank of Canada to cut rates to 2.25% amid economic slowdown. There is a counter, but I am puzzled by all this, Charles, because what we're looking at is a negotiation between Canada and the United States about many items, not just the automobile industry. In addition to that, it was in train before the ad for that Mr. Ford ran, inadvertently triggering this episode. So the expectation in Canada now, to generalize, is that this is under review, but that negotiations will continue. I know that Mr. Trump has said absolutist things, but we've learned to understand that his remarks are tactical, not strategic. How is it understood in Canada?
Yes, I mean, we have read Mr. Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, which does refer to this leaving negotiations for periods as a strategic tactic. And Mr. Trump has said quite explicitly on Air Force One that he had no intention of meeting his Canadian counterpart during the trip to Malaysia. The Prime Minister has not spoken against Mr. Ford's ad, and other provincial premiers are suggesting they may send ads into the U.S. media as well, and similar sort of theme. So we'll see how this plays out. I guess it gets the point where uncertainty over Mr. Trump's response makes it very difficult for Canada to continue to negotiate anything, as you can't tell once you've made a negotiation that can be revoked. And this is what's really leading to Canada moving into big time integration with the People's Republic of China. And while Mr. Carney, our Prime Minister, will not be meeting with Mr. Trump, it's been confirmed today that he will be meeting with the President of China, Xi Jinping, to discuss trade. And speculation is that we may renew free trade negotiations with China that fell apart in 2017 and remove capital investment restrictions on China for critical mining and high-tech areas. And there's even been broached in the Globe and Mail newspaper that Canada may negotiate to enter into China's Belt and Road Initiative program. This is all terrible news for people like me who are concerned about the risks of the great risk to Canada's security and sovereignty of greater integration with China and greater dependence on China, which will use economic relations for leverage in geostrategic and security and sovereignty areas.
Gordon, we have a couple of minutes if you have a comment and a question for Charles.
Well, the comment is that the United States has taken its longest undefended border for granted. And this is, we've known for quite some time that dangerous elements have used Canada as a base for assaulting the United States. Ottawa has permitted this. And yes, we do have some very serious questions with Ottawa. But President Trump's driving Canada into the arms of China is a disaster for the United States. I couldn't agree more with Charles.
We have a minute if you have a quick question, Charles, Gordon, for Charles.
Charles, do you see USMCA as dead by the end of the year?
I am concerned that that's the case. I mean, Mr. Trump was very positive about it when he negotiated it in his first term, although to us, we didn't see a great deal of difference from the terms of the original NAFTA that came under Reagan. I think that would be the logical next step, because Mr. Trump wants to reshore industries into the United States, and that would mean not allowing free trade in these commodities that would allow it to be produced in Canada. We're really despairing about this, because actually among Canadians there is a lot of goodwill towards the United States and a desire to do more with the Americans and not with the Chinese. But right now, opinion polls in Canada are indicating that Canadians seem to see the United States as more of a threat to Canada than China now. So we're seeing a significant shift in public opinion as a result of what's going on with the Canadian economy due to Mr. Trump's tariffs policies.
The Beaver and the Dragon author, Charles Burton from Canada, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.